Happy birthday, church. Happy birthday. Today we mark the age of the Holy Spirit being poured out on the whole world. Not just upon the apostles, but upon everyone. We hear today in the gospel that the pouring out of the Spirit is going to be the Spirit of truth. And it is the Holy Spirit that is going to lead us into the truth. And John goes on to say that this truth, this Spirit, proceeds from the Father and the Son. Whenever we profess our faith, we talk about the Holy Spirit. We say, this is God who proceeds from the Father and the Son. That whatever is happening between the Father and the Son, what is shared between them is revealed to us. That's the Spirit. It is the truth that comes out of their relationship for the world. And that the gift of the Holy Spirit that is being poured out upon the world is that shared gift. None of us on our own can possess it. It is when we're willing to share in the gift that is given, the Spirit, the truth, is revealed in the relationship. Today in that reading, the Pentecost reading of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, we might ask ourselves the question, what was the miracle of Pentecost? Was it a miracle of the tongue? Or is it a miracle of the ear? Which is it? Was it the miracle of the disciples being freed up of their fear and being able to leave that room that they had been locked in and to be able to go forth and declare and testify to the presence of the risen Christ? An amazing thing. Is that the miracle, that they were able to speak with such joy? Or was the miracle the fact that these people who came from all over the world, it says, who spoke so many different languages, were able to understand the word, according says, to their native language? Not just their language, but their dialect. I just hired somebody this last week, and she's lived here for 10 years, but she's originally from California. And I said, was there a difference when you came from California here? And she said, you know, I still have to ask my boss every once in a while, did I say it Minnesotan enough? That the Spirit speaks to us in a way that we can hear it in our own language. Was that the miracle? It is somehow in this exchange of the word being proclaimed, but not just any word, it's a word that's understood, that the truth is revealed. All tongue with no ear, we just call that babbling. All talk and no listening, we just call that babble. When the word is given and we hear it and understand it, truth is revealed. And everyone is different because of that shared gift, that shared gift. We might say that in this story, the miracle is that they were really present and the Spirit was revealed. Last night, my wife and I had a chance to go to this brand new movie out, just came out this weekend, called Pope Francis, A Man of His Word. It's worth seeing. I know it's over here at Inver Grove, other theaters. It's a documentary, but it's not a documentary about Pope Francis. It's actually a documentary from Pope Francis. He wants to share with us what he has been hearing and what he has been seeing. And he's inviting us to share this truth that's being revealed, helping us with him to be really present. He's saying he's very concerned. One of his great concerns is that we are living in such an accelerated world. And he says, when we become so accelerated on the go, that he says we lose the ability to be present. And we may miss out on the needs of the world. We just are ignoring them because our lives are so much on this pace. He says we are not machines. We need to rediscover our humanity and learning how to be really present to one another and being present to the world. Because when we're present, then the truth can be given. He tells a story about he loved to hear confessions when he was a priest, and he doesn't get to do that much anymore. But he was reminded of how when he would meet with couples who would be talking about their difficulties with their children and saying how they weren't communicating very well anymore. They seemed alienated or divided from their children. Or spouses talking about that they're just not very together. They seem kind of distant from one another. He said, as I'd hear this, he said, I would often ask a question in the confessional. He said, do you ever play with your children? Do you ever lose track of time to be with them? Or with spouses, he'd say, do you ever play with your spouse? Do you lose track of time with one another, like on the day when you became engaged? When we become so over-accelerated, we may forget that moment of presence that we experience in play. And in a sense, when he's talking about play, he's talking about that kind of presence. Can we be so losing track of ourselves to enter into this world and enter into the stuff of our lives, because there we will discover the spirit of truth. Today, as we gather around the table of the Lord, we celebrate the body of Christ. And Paul is speaking to his community today of Corinth about his concerns within the body. He's saying this church of Corinth is a very gifted church. They have many abilities. And he said, it's not our weaknesses that is dividing us. He says, it's our gifts that are dividing us. And what he means by that is saying that people are starting to think that their gifts are not to be shared, but they're a possession. And that somehow my gift is either in competition or better than your gift. And it is this sense of gifts that I don't share that is getting in the way of the community. And he's saying this is a threat to the truth of the Spirit to be able to be revealed among us. And he says it's like a body. Can you imagine parts of the body withholding themselves from the rest of the body? Or trying to be too much within the body? Imagine the cells of the body trying to be all the cells. We call that cancer. Or imagine some part of the body withholding itself from the rest of the body. We call that disease. It's sick. He says it's when the body is doing what it was called to do together, many gifts shared, we become one body in Christ. And so today we gather to receive the real presence of Christ into our lives. And we are invited to become that communion, that it's in the sharing of this gift together that the Spirit will reveal our truth and the truth of the world. And the needs of the world are calling forth the gifts of the world. And where the needs are presented, the Spirit provides the gifts. And so today, as we listen to the needs of the church and we listen to the needs of the world, maybe today listen as maybe it's calling forth your gift. Maybe today is the day your gift is being liberated by that need. And so we come to share communion. We come to receive the real presence of Christ, so that we might be the real presence of Christ in our world, listening and testifying so that we might discover the truth. And it is the spirit of that truth that sets us all free.